Hey, I'm Scott, and I'm an American in Bangkok. There's a lot of stuff going on, at least in the online expat community. There's some rumors or truths, depending on who you believe and what you believe to be the extreme. But first of all, let's talk about the random police stops in the Sukhumvit area, and I think there's a couple other areas. I've been stopped in the past by an officer, and basically he just said, "Hey, how you doing? What are you doing here? Where are you from?" And I said, "I'm an American." He said, "Can I see your passport, please?" I said, "Sure," and I showed him the passport, and he looked through it. And he asked me what I was doing here, and I told him, and then the next thing I know, he's like, "Okay, see you later," and that was the end of it. He didn't ask me for money, he didn't throw me in the clink, he didn't do anything, but then again, I had my passport on me, and I know that people don't like to carry their passport, but first of all, when you're traveling in a foreign country, carrying a passport is just, it's almost like carrying your driver's license, because it is your only piece of identification. And, you know, I mean, I don't personally agree with police stopping people on the road at randomly. However, I do think in some cases that when they do it, they're trying to catch people who are overstayed and who are perhaps are on the run or whatever. I still don't know if that really justifies it, but I understand why they do it. And then maybe somebody pays a fine, per se, to get out of it. I don't really think that that's right. And I think that right now, Thailand is in a, it seems to me, that Thailand is in flux, I guess you could say, because on one hand they've got police officers stopping people and randomly checking them and asking them to take piss tests, which, you know, the thing is the last thing I want, I don't care what I'm doing, I don't want to take a piss test unless I am legally obliged to take one. And I don't think that if I'm walking down the street that some police officer who randomly stops me has the authority or should have the authority to be able to say, "Okay, well, you got to pee in a cup now. Come down to the station." You know, I can understand maybe if you're you were pulled over and you were driving drunk or you were showing signs of being intoxicated or something like that, and they want to make sure, they want to check your blood levels. I can understand that, and then maybe they check for drugs while they're doing that test. But just to stop somebody randomly, I think that that's a huge mistake. And what I think is that here you have them, they've got the problem with Koh Tao, where at this point, either they're just a bunch of bumbling fucking idiots, or they really know what's going on and they've got a tight case and they're just they've just made some errors in judgment on what they've said. Personally, I think it's probably the latter, or the former rather, that they're just a bunch of bumbling idiots and they think they know what they're doing and they have no fucking clue on what they need to do. I have my doubts whether these Burmese guys did anything to the British. But then again, you know, of course, I don't know all the facts and the public doesn't know all the facts. So it's kind of hard to say, but my hunch is that they're looking for a scapegoat. That's my hunch. But here they are, they have this problem with the people in Koh Tao and this case. And then they've got police officers stopping people randomly. Now, I don't know to the extent that this is happening because, first of all, I don't go down to Sukhumvit very often. I do once in a while, but I don't go very often. And, you know, I stay in my own area, and I don't like going out that much. And with my leg the way it is now, it's getting harder to walk. I'm really trying to stay off my feet as much as possible. So, you know, I don't get down to that area much, so I don't really know the extent that they are stopping people. But from what I've read and from what I've heard, there are quite a bit more police stopping people than in the past. I don't think that's very good. And then when you couple it with the case from Koh Tao, and then tourism is down already because of what's happened in the country and the government, you know, that alone is enough to just, I mean, if I was a tourist, I would think twice about coming here just because I don't think it would be worth the hassle. I'd be like, you know what? I'll go to the Philippines. I'll go to Vietnam. I'll go to Indonesia. I'll go somewhere. I'll just stop in the airport and then I'll go to Cambodia. I'll go somewhere else. I'll go to Mexico. You know, you don't have to go to Thailand. People don't have to go to Thailand. They have choices. And for many people, Thailand is expensive, at least to get here. So it all works out. I mean, if you live in the United States and you want to fly down to a beautiful place in Mexico, you can go down there, and the whole vacation will cost you the same amount as it would to fly all the way to Thailand and spend a week in Thailand. I mean, you know, the difference in cost is negligible. So here you are, have all these things happening. You got the tourism dropping. You got the police going after people. You got the case in Koh Tao. And then you have, I believe it was the Tourist Authority, stating that there's going to be a new campaign to help people understand that Thailand is a great place to come as a tourist. And, you know, it's Thailand is a land of contradictions. I mean, you know, you got prostitutes that go and pray on their way into the bar at the Spirit House for a good customer. I don't know. I mean, you know, to me that seems a bit contradictory. And then you've got, you know, these things going on in the government, and then you have, you know, the Tourist Authority claiming that there's going to be a campaign to show that Thailand is a great place to come. And then you have that stupid video about why I hate Thailand, and they show all this stuff going on. And well, I have to admit that I have been shown acts of kindness by certain Thais, and I've been not asked to pay for certain things and all that kind of thing. That happens everywhere in the world, okay? What doesn't happen everywhere in the world, or what happens with less frequency, is the way that people are treated because of being a foreigner. And if there's anything that's going to get me to leave this country, and eventually I believe I will probably live here just part-time. I've said that before. When I'm financially set enough to be able to live in the United States and to live here part-time and perhaps go somewhere else, when that happens, I doubt I'll be here full-time. And the reason is because I do not want to be discriminated against. I don't like the two-tier pricing. I don't like any of this bullshit that goes on because I'm a Farang. I'm a foreigner. I don't like that. And, you know, if you're in my country, and I've said this before, you know, I will make sure that if a Thai comes to my country, the United States, and I own a business, and a Thai comes in, I'm going to go, you know what, fuck you, man. Your price is fucking 50% higher just because you're Thai. And then I want to see the look on their fucking face. Now, you know, that's the thing. They can get away with it here. You can't always get away with it in the United States. But what you can do is refuse to serve them, you know. You reserve the right, the owner reserves the right to refuse service. And I can say, yo, you know what? This Thai guy wants me to help him out. You know what? Tough shit. Get out of here. You know why? Because your fucking government fucks over Farang and makes them pay double and triple to get into national parks and stuff like that. And the people will make you pay more to get into certain attractions and stuff like that. And, you know, I don't care what anybody says. I don't agree with it, okay? I just don't agree with it. I don't give a fuck how much the Thais make or don't make or any other. There are poor people in the United States. There's poor people all around the world. Being poor does not give the right to screw somebody over and charge them fucking triple. And my thing is that if there's a place that will charge double or triple or quadruple based on the color of my skin, I just won't fucking go there. They'll lose my money. You know, I have no problem doing that kind of stuff. Listen, I've done all kinds of stuff. You know, I just did a video about Air Asia and how I said, fuck them. I'm not going to use them anymore, these cocksuckers. Because here they are, they throw me some cash and say, here you go, you got a voucher, you can get this off your ticket. And then when I go to log in, their fucking website screws up. You can't get into their website because they don't have their shit together. And then guess what? I get screwed out of that $100. And then, to make matters worse, they act like, you know, well, that's just tough shit, buddy. So their attitude and their mentality about it is what fucking set me off. And it's the same thing with the Thai government. If, you know, when I go into immigration, if I'm treated very well, then I have no problem with how they handle me, with how they tell me what to do, with how they tell me what my requirements are. I don't have any problem with it. I can follow their rules, and I have no problem figuring out what the rules are. I got into this big, long discussion with this fucking asshole the last couple of days, and I ended up banning his ass because I got sick of reading his bullshit. But the guy went on and on about why Thais do this and why Thais do that and how, you know, he was going to move here. And I said, well, listen, if you're going to fucking move here, it's simple. You either fucking do what they want you to do or you don't. It's fucking simple. And if you want to leave, then get the fuck out. I mean, you know, it's not rocket science. So, you know, all these things. And the thing is that right now, I admit it, I am extremely fucking irritable, okay? I've gotten to the point now where after my trip to Cambodia, it's gotten to where I can barely walk. I'm using a cane. I am hobbling along. And it's hard for me to sleep. I got to take pain medicine. I got to take Nurofen. I've been taking these sleeping pills once in a while because it's so painful. My leg is throbbing, and I'm looking into how to get it taken care of. And I'm not quite sure if I'm going to get it done here in Thailand, or I'm going to go back to the U.S. and get it done through the VA, or if I'm going to do it through Affordable Care Act, or whatever it's called, Obamacare. I'm not quite sure how it's going to work. So I'm trying to figure it out as quickly as possible. But in the meantime, I'm in pain, and I'm irritable. And then I've got all this these things that are happening, you know, like between the emails that I get from people, and not to slam on or insult people who write me, but I get a lot of emails from people who are so fucking stupid that I want to tell them, you know, I don't want to talk to you because you're a fucking idiot. And I don't think I'm all that intelligent. Let me read you an email that I got the other day from this fucking schmecklehead. Let me read here. I'm looking for it. He asked me all these questions, and they're quite personal, these fucking questions. And the thing is, you know, I understand sometimes you're going to ask a personal question, but it's like one after another. And it's like, you know, I'm not here to kiss anybody's ass. I'm a fucking photographer, and I make YouTube videos. And that's what I do, and that's what I want to do, and that's all I want to do. Now, I don't mind helping people, and I've said it in the past. Sometimes I help people just for the sake of helping them, like Bang, who, by the way, I'm going to go see in 2 days. And you know, there are people that I just help because I genuinely want to help them. And then there are people who I'm like, you know what? I'm sorry, but it takes my time up, and I got other shit that I want to do. You got to pay. I mean, you know, time is money, and I'm sorry about that, but that's the way the world works. Now, let me read this letter from this guy. I have a feeling he is Indian or Bangladeshi or something like that, just because of his email address, but I'm not going to get into that. But he wrote to me, he said, Scott, I was just wondering, how many people are there in your family? Well, I guess you haven't watched my videos or read my blog because you wouldn't be asking this in the first place. But okay, I understand. So fine. So I wrote him back and I said, you know, including me, there's four people. How much do you pay for your apartment or house where you live? And what part of Bangkok do you live in? Well, now here's another thing. I've got a video and he hasn't watched that. So, okay, I understand. You know, not everybody can watch every single video or can search and find my video. Okay, so I answered him. Then he asked me, how much money do you make a month? Well, first of all, that's none of your fucking business. Okay. Is there anyone in your family working besides you? And I did answer him. I said, yes. And the thing is of course, this is in my blog and also on my videos. I've said that my wife works. And what kind of work do you do? Well, you know, so at this point now, he's asking me all these fucking questions. And I'm not in a good mood. I'm irritable. And I'm reading this shit. I'm thinking one fucking question after another from this cunt. And then he asked me what kind of work I do. So in other words, he hasn't fucking paid any attention at all. He has no fucking initiative at all. The very next sentence, what is the cost of living there now? Let's say four people living in a house. Thank you. So I wrote him back and said, fucking sign up for a membership on my site. If you want to know all these questions, you know, I answered a few questions. Fucking sign up for the membership to my site. And, of course, he hasn't done that. So, you know, the thing is that there are things that I say in this membership section, like talking about this guy, that I would not otherwise say in public. And I find it frustrating that there are just so many people out there that they just have absolutely no initiative. I understand if you have a question and it's a difficult question or a question maybe you can't find the answer to online, but a lot of things, it's like, you know, if you just use Google, you know, go into to Google, google.com or google.co.th or whatever it is. Go into Google and type in your question. Generally, it will bring up the answer, or it will bring up something that will lead you to the answer. And to me, and I always say this, if you got to ask all these questions, then the chances are you're not going to make it here in Thailand because you don't have the initiative to figure things out for yourself. And if you don't have the initiative to figure things out for yourself, then you're going to have a hard time to figure anything out in your life, I guess. I don't know, but for sure in Thailand, because you know you're going to have to figure things out. And if you got to be asking me all these questions, then you know you might as well just forget about it. Because the way that I look at it is like this: when I came over here, nobody helped me. I had a friend or two who had been to Thailand, and they helped me tell me what to expect and that kind of thing. And I made my trips over here. I did my reconnaissance. I did everything on my own. So I understand if you have a question about a visa or, you know, you're not sure about something. Okay, I understand that. But, you know, asking me how much money I make, first of all, that's to me as a Westerner, it's extremely fucking rude because it's none of your fucking business and it doesn't matter. Because all that matters is how much you make. So, you know, instead of asking me how much I make, maybe it's better that you tell me what you make and can you live off of that, okay? So, you know, anyway, I don't know where I'm going with this, but I do have one other thing to talk about, and that is the taxi drivers. You know, it just seems to me like the Thais are shooting themselves in the foot here. Over and fucking over again they're doing it, and I don't understand it. I'm going to read this. It's from an article, I guess that it was on like one of those Coconut Bangkok or something like that. But it says that on the Facebook page, Voice of Taxis, the online community for taxi drivers, they posted a controversial status earlier in November to explain one of the Bangkok's biggest problems.
Why do taxi drivers silently shake their head when you tell them their destinations? We don't reject passengers. We reject your destination, the taxi administrator wrote. We earn 100 baht from you, but do you know what we have to pay for it? Do you think it's worth our time? Well, you know, here's the thing. If you're going to write something like that, then fucking find a new job. I have no fucking pity, no mercy, nothing. If you don't like your fucking job, get a new job. But if you're going to do the job, at least do a decent job. I don't ask you to kiss my ass. I don't even ask you to talk to me if you're a taxi driver. I don't care. I don't give a fuck. Just get me from point A to point B safely without fucking killing me. And whatever the fare is on the meter, that's what I pay. Whatever the agreement is with the Thai government and the transportation department, I will pay it, whatever it is. And if it's too expensive, I'll take another method of transport, okay? So then the guy goes on to say, you recite the law that oppresses us. Make it fair. He's talking about when taxi drivers should be able to file complaints against bad customers. You recite the law that oppresses us. Make it fair. Taxi drivers should be able to file a complaint when passengers tell them to drive to an area with bad traffic and get out before their destination. That way we'll be equal, it said. Well, here's the thing. If you want my fucking money, guess what? When I'm paying, motherfucker, I'm the boss. Okay? If I'm paying for the taxi, you drive me to where I want to go. If I change my mind, guess what? I'm fucking allowed to change my mind. And if you don't like it, you can kiss my ass. And for you to write something like this, for taxi drivers to write something like this on a website, it just shows their attitude. And it's just, this is why tourism is suffering, because of this fucking attitude. Now, there is a fare hike expected soon. And, you know, I don't have a problem with it. And so they go on to write, you want good service, but you corner us in every way. You want everything to go your way, but you don't want to pay more. Is that fair? Well, I never said that. You got to deal with your own government about that. You know, if I can't vote here and if I have no say in the government, then don't bitch at me because you're not being paid enough, because your government and your transportation department decides that this is whatever the amount is that you're supposed to be paid. So then he goes on to say, lastly, the taxi drivers ask questions that will make you ponder your existence for the rest of the day. What if your salary is not worth your work and not enough to pay for your monthly expenses? Would you be okay with that? You know, how am I supposed to respond to that? I mean, that's the mentality. It's like, well, you know what? I'm poor because we don't get paid enough. Well, guess what? I don't think I get paid enough sometimes. There have been many jobs that I worked where I thought, this fucking sucks. I don't make enough money. They don't pay me enough for this bullshit. And then I've had one or two jobs where I thought, holy shit, I cannot believe that I made this much money from this job. And it's so easy and so fun that it's not even a job. Okay? Now, if that happens to you, I think that you're very fortunate. But I think you should be paid a fair wage for a fair day's work. And I think that the foreigners have absolutely nothing to do with how much these taxi drivers are paid. So as far as I'm concerned, they can kiss my ass. I don't have a problem. Listen, they want to raise the starting fare to 40 baht, which they're not going to do, I don't believe. I believe they're going to change the amount that the waiting time is charged, or that you're charged for the time that you're waiting, sitting in a taxi. And I also believe they're going to charge more per kilometer or something like that. They're going to bump up the fare in that sense. So I don't have a problem with that. If they want to do that, I mean, you know, that's the thing. It's fine. And, you know, I always say this, but in Indonesia and in Singapore, they have fucking fantastic taxis. Now, in Singapore, you got to get into a queue, and that kind of fucks things up. I mean, you know, at times that can be a pain in the ass because you got to get to where there is a queue. I mean, I remember once being out, and I got lost, and the next thing I know, I was walking all over town looking for a taxi stand, and I couldn't get a taxi. There was taxis driving by. They wouldn't stop. So that was a bit of a pain in the ass. So in that sense, Thailand's got Singapore beat. But, you know, the bottom line is that if they're unhappy with it, find a new fucking job. Don't bitch to me, man. Because, you know, you're killing the messenger, okay? Because first of all, you're not even killing the messenger, because you see, the tourist is the one who's helping pay for you and pay you part of your salary. So you're actually killing the messenger, but the messenger is actually the person who's the cashier too. So to me, it just seems fucking ridiculous. But, you know, this is the thing. And this is the mentality. Ah, shit. This is the mentality that drives people away. Now, one thing, you know, something else that I've been asked about quite often is this guy Tim Sharkey in Pattaya. What do I think? And you know what I always say? I don't even think about it. He's his own man. He's a grown man. He's a big grown man. And he does what he wants to do. And, you know, he's responsible for his actions. And you know, if the Thai police did what he says they did, well, you know, that is a problem here in Thailand. And it needs to be addressed. And hopefully at some point this will be addressed. If they didn't do it, then, you know, I don't know what to say. But I can't see him going into the police station and claiming all these things if it didn't actually happen, okay? It's like me just going, I'll make up a number and going into the police station going, you stole money from me. It doesn't make sense. So, you know, I don't know what the truth is, and that's the bottom line, is nobody really knows the truth other than him and the people who went into his apartment. But... you know, this is the thing. What's important and what's not? And for me, what's important is my family. You know, the other day, some guy, I usually will go to the mall on a motorcycle. And up until recently, I've been going on a motorcycle every day or every other day. I'll go and I'll have a coffee or whatever, and I'll spend 30 baht to get there. Well, the other day, I decided that I had to come back, and I took a motorcycle to come back home and grab my computer and then go back to the mall. And the guy wanted 80 baht, and I said, 80 baht? It's 60 baht. He said, no, it's different because we're coming from the mall. And I said, it's not any fucking different. In fact, it's faster to come from the mall. So, you know, but okay, whatever. And I just thought to myself, you know what? This guy's a cunt, and I know it. And I'll never use this motherfucker again. And I'll make sure that the next time I ask, is it 30 baht? And, you know, that's all. And so I paid the money. Now, I could have got into a fight with the guy. I could have tried to beat the fucking guy's ass. I could have done all kinds of things. I could have hit him over the head. You know, I could have done anything. But you know what? I personally want to remain as low profile as possible. I don't want any hassles. I just want to go through life without being hassled. And without hassling anybody. That's pretty much how I live my life and how I've always lived my life. I don't believe in fucking with somebody. And this goes for animals also. I hear about people messing with snakes and trying to kill them and do this and do that. And the thing is that, like, why? It makes no sense to me. Why are you going to mess with a snake unless they are in a position where you're in danger and they're, you know, living around your house or something? You should leave them the fuck alone. Or you don't go out and fuck with the tiger and expect not to get eaten. I mean, it's as simple as that. So that's kind of how I think. And I think that if you come to Thailand and you follow that rule just to keep low profile and you don't get mouthy, you don't mouth off to the police, you don't talk shit, you don't do any of that. But you just stay low profile and you keep your calm no matter what, and you just... I think that in most cases, you will be far better off and have far less problems than if you get aggressive and loud and obnoxious. And while I may be loud and obnoxious online, I'm not in real life. So anyway, that's all I got. For now, I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Chok di lat jerk and mine.